Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Tzadi Dalid. We left off, I think, on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel and Beis. We started the sugya of Hoel v'Hutra Hutra. We had the point that the Gemara made about that the Shaila that Rav Huna, that Boi Minei Mei Rav Huno, Boi Minei Mei Rav Yehuda, if they made an Erev Derech HaPesach, they made an Erev between two Chatzeros, in between a Pesach, and then Nistam HaPesach, middle of Shabbos, the Pesach gets closed off, or it's Derech HaChalon and Nistam HaChalon, so what do we assume? Do we assume that the Erev is still intact and that you can carry within both of the Chatzeros or not? So the Gemara had this concept of Kivan Shehutra Hutra. So the first thing we're going to do today is finish up that discussion of Kivan Shehutra Hutra. There's a lot of different applications of that idea that we apply in many areas of halacha of Kivan the Hutra Hutra. And then the Mishnah on Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, the top Mishnah on Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, is going to discuss a case of a Rishus HaYachid where the wall that separates the Rishus HaYachid from the Rishus Rabim collapsed. And we have Machlokas Tanaim, how we view that Rishus HaYachid, and the Machlokas Amaraim, which area of the Rishus HaYachid the Tanaim are arguing about. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amar Aleph is going to discuss Rishus HaYachid, where two walls came down in the middle of Shabbos, and we have Machlokas Tanaim, whether people can continue to carry in it for the remainder of Shabbos, which again brings us back to that Hoel v'Hutra Hutra concept, that when something is mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, do we assume that the heter keeps up, that the heter continues? So that's going to be the major topic that continues to come up through the daf. Now in our Gemara that we saw yesterday at the very end, we see that Rav Huna holds when you have two chatzeros, a kosel shebeneim, and they make an eruv derech haPesach and then nistam haPesach b'Shabbos, or derech haChalon nistam haChalon. So it's mutter for the bnei haChatzeros to continue to carry, even the one that no longer has access to the pas, it no longer has access to the bread because the Pesach has been closed off and the box of matzahs or the bread has been kept in the other chatzer. Nevertheless, it's hutzah l'kol haShabbos. So in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shinayin Dalid quotes two deos, if it's mutter to be motzi also from one chatzer to the other chatzer, or we're just saying that it's still mutter to be metaltel within that chatzer, but to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer is going to be aser. But that's only if the Pesach was ra'ui mitchiloso l'kol haShabbos. This whole discussion is, you had a Pesach at the beginning of Shabbos, and there's no reason that Pesach shouldn't be able to last for the whole Shabbos. It just happens to be that someone closed it up and it didn't last for the whole Shabbos. But at the beginning of Shabbos, it was certainly omed to last for the entire Shabbos. But what if the Pesach was not ra'ui l'kol haShabbos to begin with? So that's not as pashut. It could be that in such a case that we would not apply Hoel v'Hutra Hutra. The concept of Hoel v'Hutra Hutra might mean that since at the beginning of Shabbos it was hutar for Kol HaShabbos, meaning at the beginning of Shabbos it was clear that this heter was going to work for Kol HaShabbos, memela, even if it doesn't actually physically stay there for the entire Shabbos, we can still rely on it for the entire Shabbos. So the Poskim discussed, Maril writes, that the bread that they use for the Erev also needs to be something that's ra'ui l'kol haShabbos. So if you put out bread that's not ra'ui for kol haShabbos, it's not going to be a valid Erev. So, and the makor of this maril is this idea about the Pesach, that just like the Pesach has to be ra'ui for kol haShabbos, so too the bread also has to be ra'ui for kol haShabbos. That's why the Chalkas Yaakov writes in the Tshuva, what do you do on Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos? So Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos, so we always use a box of matzahs, so we're fine. But what if, can you use chametz and Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos for your Erev? At the beginning of Shabbos, it's perfectly fine, it's perfectly mutter, but at some point on Shabbos, it becomes aser. Midah Raisa becomes aser at Chatzos Yom Midrabanan a couple of hours earlier on Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos. So it could be that according to that maril, it's not going to work. You're not going to be able to use chametz. You have to use matzah. But wait a second, is matzah any better? You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach either. Midraban, it's not an Isidar Raisa, but Kol Ochel Matzah Erev Pesach is Ki'ilu Bol Arusasa Beis Chab of the Yerushalmi says. So that's not a good thing. You're not supposed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So that's what they point out, that children could eat matzah, since there's some use for it, someone could eat it, even though we're not supposed to eat it, but you can feed it to children. Maybe that's good enough, that the Erev should be valid on Erev Pesach. The the Marash Engel writes that it could be that you're allowed to be even ma'ariv with chametz because ben hashmashos it was still mutter, and that's all you need. It does not need to be ro'i for kol haShabbos. What does he do with the maril? He says it's a typo in the maril. He says in the maril it shouldn't say pas. You need pas ro'i l'kol haShabbos. It should have said Pesach. That's right. Look, Kolash Shabbos. There's a difference between the Pesach and the Pas that they added. They missed one letter in the word in Pesach. So just because you need a Pesach that's right for Kolash Shabbos does not necessarily mean that you're going to need Pas that's right for Kolash Shabbos. So that's one application of keeping the Hutra. That maybe we would only apply this when it's something that at least would have been Ro'i to be Mutter for the entire Shabbos. Let's see the Gemara Vayter now. Itmar, three lines from the bottom. Kosel shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a wall that separates two chatzeros, shenafal and falls down on Shabbos. So now each chatzer is exposed to the other one. So Rav Amar ein metalfin bo el b'dalet amos. Rav says, so now you're stuck. Now you can only carry dalet amos within your chatzer. Shmuel Amar zem metalfal ad ikur mechitza v'zem metalfal ad ikur mechitza. And Shmuel says each one is allowed to be metalfal exactly where they were allowed to be metaltal before, and meaning again we're dealing with two chatzeros that had a real wall between them, so each one made their own independent erev. They never had made an erev together, they couldn't, there was a wall separating them. So what they were allowed to do initially was to carry throughout their chatzer and not in the other one's chatzer. So that stays, they're allowed to still carry throughout their entire chatzer, they just can't go and carry into the other person's chatzer. Says the Gemara, v'hadar Rav, lav beferish itmar, elu mechlola itmar. This statement of Rav, that it becomes usher in middle of Shabbos, Rav didn't say it beferish. We were able to derive it from his behavior when a situation came up. The Rav Shmuel of Yasu Bahu Chatzer Nafal Guda de Beni Beni. Because this happened once. Rav and Shmuel were in the Chatzer, and the wall comes down on Shabbos. So Amalu Shmuel Shkulu Glima Nagiduba. So Shmuel says, let's take some curtains, let's take some cloth, take some talis, and spread it out over the where the mechitza used to be, and that will be good enough. Adrinu Rav la'ape, and Rav got all upset. Rav says, thought you weren't allowed to do this. So he turned around. He didn't scream, he didn't yell, he just turned around. So Amrulu Shmuel, ikapar abba, shkola v'katruba. So Shmuel says, oh, if he doesn't like it, maybe we should take off our belts and tie it really tight. So unclear exactly what Shmuel is saying. The whole thing is unclear, the whole shakla v'tarya. We'll have to see what was Rav's problem exactly, and why did Shmuel taunt him. So says Gemara, but first of all, Shmuel, but Shmuel, we thought we understood. Shmuel said that when the wall comes down on Shabbos, it still remains mutter. Whatever it was before, you still let it carry. So why would Shmuel even bother hanging curtains? You don't need to hang curtains. According to Shmuel, it's perfectly fine. So Shmuel loved it. Litzniusa bialma. No, Shmuel just did this. Litzniusa bialma. It was for the sake of tznius. It was not a mechitza materis. He didn't think you needed this mechitza to be mater or anything. Just stamp for privacy. He thought it would be. It was a good idea to hang up a talis. But Enochinami, as far as mechitzos go, he didn't really need it. V'rav, isvira le da'osir le'malei. Well, wait a second, what's Rav thinking? Rav was adrinu la'ape. He turned around in disgust. Why turn around? If you think that what Shmuel is doing is usir, so tell him. Tell him that what you think he's doing is wrong. Let it be known. You're allowed to argue. So asri de Shmuel have. If Shmuel was the Mar di Asra, he didn't think it was appropriate to publicly argue with him. Ihach, he might time adrinu la'ape. So then if you want to show respect to the Mar di Asra, so then why are you turning around in a huff? So the lo nemru kishmuel svirulei. Now he doesn't want people to think that he agrees with Shmuel. So he was sort of walking a tightrope over here. You don't want to be he doesn't want to be a mechutzav to the Mar di Asra, but at the same time, he doesn't want everyone to think that he agrees with what the Mar di Asra is saying. So he gives enough respect, but not too much respect to what Shmuel is saying. So just first, there are a number of things to discuss over here, but just first the basic story. What's going on over here? What's the issue? What's the issue of being poris the sadin in the first place that Rav was getting all upset about? So Rashi over here explains that the chisaron was that you're not allowed to be metaltal the sadin Sadin in the Chatzar, because the Chatzar is Nifrats to the other Chatzar, so you're not allowed to carry anything. So Rav is saying that how can you pick up a Talis and start spreading it out? You're not allowed to carry anything in the Chatzar, because it's now Nifrats to the other Chatzar. This is Rav Lashitaso, that a Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzero Shenafal, you're not allowed to be Metaltal Betocha, Ela B'dalet Amos. That's what we're highlighting. This is the Rav Mechlala Itmar. We derived from Rav's behavior that there was a problem over here, that once the wall comes down, one is no longer allowed to carry in the Chatzar. That's how Rashi understands. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted earlier in the Masechta and Tosfos Daf Mem Dalid, says that the chisaron was that there is an iser to make a mechitza hamateres b'Shabbos. It's part of the din of Asiyas Ohel, that just like one is not allowed to make a tent on Shabbos, one is not allowed to construct a mechitza that's matir anything on Shabbos. So Tosfos explains that the reason for Rashi is very similar. I mean, the iser to make an ohel arai on Shabbos is only by the way Rashi would understand why is Rav's entire problem just that you're carrying the talis? Why isn't Rav's problem that you're making a mechitza materes? Rashi is the iser of making an ohel is only begag, is only if you're going to make a roof, but to make a mechitza minatzad is not an ohel, and therefore you could make a mechitza materes as long as it's a mechitza minatzad, as long as it's not a roof. So that's why Rashi has to say that the whole chisaron over here is because of the yisr tiltul b'chadzer. It's not an yisr of making an ohel, because all you're doing is making a mechitza, and a mechitza is not an ohel. But Rabbeinu Tam says that the reason that Rav holds its asr is because this is called making mechitza, making an ohel. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam holds a mechitza min atzad is called asiyas ohel when it is a mechitza materes, like a third wall of a sukkah, or this mechitza that's now going to allow carrying in each chatzer. So Rav would hold that is called the mechitza materes according to Rabbeinu Tam, and that's why Rav showed that he was upset that according to him they were making an ohel arai l'chadchila on Shabbos, and that's aser. But according to Shmuel, even without the mechitza it's mutter. Meaning, why would Shmuel hold that it's okay to do this? Because this isn't a mechitza materes according to Shmuel. You're allowed to carry in the chatzer anyhow, and since the mechitza was only the tznius of the alma, it wasn't going to be a problem. That is, that's the two basic deos and rishonim in terms of what Rav's problem was. Was the problem one that they're carrying in the chatzer, or was the problem not that they were carrying in the chatzer, but that they were creating a mechitza hamateres on Shabbos? Now, in the Sefer Tehillah L'David, he says that what if you have an ohel? So, according to everybody, an ohel that's over you, a gag, you're not allowed to make on Shabbos. So he says, what if it's an ohel that ochsim biyadayim, that people just hold it up with their hands, but it doesn't have any substance to it? So you're definitely being mechaving to make it as an ohel. He says that's okay, that's mutter. He says that's why in Simchas Torah, when they call up the chasanim, the minig is that they hold up a talis over the chasan Torah, the chasan breishes, and the kolan arim. They hold up the talis. Ay, aren't you making a gag and you're doing it l'shem ohel to be ma'ihil over them? So isn't that a problem of making an ohel? No, people holding it up is not a problem. If someone says it doesn't have any substance to it in its own right, this is a major discussion about umbrellas on Shabbos. Yehuda Levine was asking me about it this past Shabbos, that I should talk about umbrellas because it was raining so much on Friday night. So what's the problem of making an umbrella on Shabbos? It's an ohel that's held up bidei adam. So I think Rosh Hashanah, it's a good kasha. So I think if you look at the early tshuvas about umbrellas, you can't be medayik anything. The early tshuvas, they were talking about a completely different kind of umbrella. They had to attach things, and it's not like that we have the umbrellas that we have where it just opens and closes like that. So the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, I think, is quoted in Shmir Shabbos that the umbrella is different because it has a shape and a form to it. So even though in a chinami, it only really helps when you hold it up, but the fact that that we hold it is more to move it from one place to the other, to make it easy to move from one place to the other, but the actual shape of the ohel is there the whole time. The talis is flimsy, it doesn't have any shape. So that would not be considered making the ohel when you hold it up. That's purely a person holding something. That wouldn't have the status of an ohel. Okay, so Shmuel says, if Rav doesn't like this, so then we should tie it tighter with belts. So what was he doing? So the Miri says it was Lashem B'dichusa, that he was joking around a little bit. Shmuel was trying to either joking around or flexing his muscles. He was showing, look, I'm the Mar Diastra. So Rav doesn't like it, let's show him that I know what I'm doing over here. Now I'm the one in charge, and therefore I'm going to make it an even stronger connection than it was before. So it could be that's what Shmuel was saying. Why does he call Rav Abba? So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim why Shmuel always refers to Rav as Abba. Rashi Nivamis writes that he called him Abba as a lashon of chashivus. That Abba is like a title that you have sometimes. You have Amoraim, that Abba Shaul. Right? No, none of the Amoraim had two names. The idea of two names, you barely even find Rishonim that have two names. There's one Balatosos, it's quoted a couple of times in Maseches Chulin as Yaakov Yisrael. That Yisrael Yaakov, I think it's Yaakov Yisrael that has two names, but you never find Rishonim that have two names typically. So certainly not an Amoraim. Abba was a title, so someone, there was a Lashon Chashivas that they would call somebody by the title Abba. So that's why he was trying to show him Chashivas. In Shabbos, Rashi writes that Abba is a Lashon of Chaviri. It's like my good friend. So that's why he called him Abba. But the Rashbam and Pesachim and Tosfos in Yevamah say that no, Abba's not a Lashon Chashivas. That was Rav's name. Rav was a Lashon Chashivas, meaning they called him Rav. The Rav, he was the Rav that everyone referred to as with such a Lashon Chashivas. Abba just happened to have been his name, so he called him Abba because that was in fact his name. So anyway, so Shmuel wanted to show, Rav wanted to show that he wasn't pleased with Shmuel's Shita, but at the same time he didn't want to argue straight out with Shmuel, because it was, after all, Shmuel's place. Shmuel was the Marda Asra. So that's also an interesting discussion. Are you allowed to argue? Is a Talmud allowed to be cholik on his Rebbe on a psak? Does it make a difference if it's the makom of the Rebbe? So there's a significant discussion about this in Achronim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that a Talmud Chaver is allowed to be cholik on his Rebbe when he's equal to his Rebbe. That's only b'makomo or b'rishuso, or where they're both shavim, where they're both equals. Then you could paskin, the Talmud Chaver is allowed to paskin against his Rebbe. He could paskin like his own svara. But in the makom of his Rebbe, when he's befun of mamish, then just like it's usher for a regular Talmud to be more neged rabo, so too it's usher even for a Rav against a Talmud Chaver in the makom that the Talmud is the Marada Asra, meaning no matter who's the Talmud Chaver of who, when you're in a location where one person is the Marada Asra, neither one is allowed to be cholik explicitly on the other person. This is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in a tshuva in Shelus Yavitz and Chelik Aleph Simen Hey, and his raya is from our sugya that Rav wouldn't be cholik on Shmuel the Maisa in the Chatzer, because it was Makomo Shel Shmuel. Now Shmuel was a Talmud Chaver of Rav. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that Shmuel was the Talmud Chaver of Rav, and nevertheless Rav wouldn't be cholik on Shmuel, even though he could have pulled rank on him. He could have said, "Well, I was your Rebbe," so he could have said, but no, obviously he couldn't, because if that was Shmuel's makom, then it's not then one is not allowed to be cholik on the Rav Hamakom, even if he's a Talmud Chaver, because the Talmud Chaver, when he's cholik on his Rebbe, he's acting like a Rav, and if they're Shave, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that in the makom where someone is a Marada Asra. Good. Now, one or two other applications of the idea of Holva Hutra Hutra, that once something becomes Mutter, we assume it remains Mutter. There is a discussion, what if a person is in the middle of davening, and in the middle of davening, Rachman al-San, he discovers that he's an Onein. Someone tells him that Mace lo Mace. So the halacha is that not only is an Onein not Chayiv in Tefillah and Kriya Shema and the like, an Onein is Aser to daven. So is he allowed to continue davening? So the Birkei Yosef writes that anytime an onin starts beheter, and then it was anytime someone starts beheter, and then the din changes. So he says it really depends. If it's a din derabbanan, then you're allowed to continue. But if it's a din d'oraisa, then you're not allowed to continue. Where does he get this from? The chiluk between a din derabbanan and a din d'oraisa. So we're going to have a mishnah later on today's daf that a chatzah that's nifritzal l'rishus harabim yishtei ruchoseha. You have a chatzah that gets breached, that gets open to rishus harabim on two sides, where now it no longer has mechitzos or a bias that's nifritz mishtei ruchos, or where the lechis or koras are removed from a mavoi. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter for the rest of that Shabbos, that whole v'hutra hutra. Rabbi Yossi says no. If it's going to be usher next Shabbos, it's usher this Shabbos also. If it's going to be mutter next Shabbos, it's mutter this Shabbos also. So Rabbi Yossi says it's usher. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi says it's usher even on this Shabbos. If it's going to be usher next Shabbos, it's going to be usher this Shabbos. So Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda when it's nifritz l'karmelis. Why? Because it's only an issur drabanan anyway. When the issur that we're dealing with is an issur drabanan, then we apply hol v'hutra hutra. But when what we're dealing with is nissa daraisa, then we're not going to apply hol v'hutra hutra. So that's what the Birkei Yosef writes after he brings all sorts of rayas about someone who's in the middle of doing something, and can you continue from tevel and from maestros, from all these different areas of halacha. He says, you know what, all the rayas are irrelevant, because all of those rayas deal with situations of a daraisa. But if we're dealing with the situation of a drabanan, like the isra of an onen to be mispallel, to say brachos, that's all midrabanan. None of that is daraisa. So therefore, we would certainly apply hol v'hutra hutra. Once something becomes mutter, it remains mutter for the rest of the time. That's the concept of hol v'hutra hutra. And just one last point we mentioned yesterday. I mentioned at the very end a case that Rav Zilberstein discusses. A couple is eating together, and the halacha is that when a woman is in nida, they need a heker on the table. You're not allowed to eat in the normal way, assuming that they're eating alone. If there's someone else eating with them, then ein lecha heker gadol mizeh. It's certainly not a romantic meal, and that's perfectly fine. But if a couple is eating together when the wife is in nida, so they need some sort of heker. So what if what if they're eating together and then in the middle of the meal she discovers she's a nida? How does that happen in the middle of the meal? She went to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. Or it used to be, in the times of Chazal, they had what was called a hargasha. We don't exactly know what that means, what the hargasha is. 3 days in the Pesach Tshuva in Yerdeya. But that used to be the defining point of what made a woman a nida, was the hargasha. Regardless of how much dam it was, even the tipas dam kechardo, if it was bahargasha, would make a woman nida. So she gets this hargasha right in the middle of the meal. So do you assume that you can continue the meal without a heker or not? So he quotes our Gemara, Zilberstein on our Gemara, the Kosel Shemein Shtei Chaseros Shenafal. Rav holds that you're limited, it's Asr. Shmuel says, no, hol v'hutra hutra. So the Machzik Bracha, the Chida, raises the Kasha that the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Chafal Vim Beis, has a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, if a Kohen is mutter be a fast toar. Rav allows it because hol v'shtari b'bia rishona, Ishtari Gamba Bia Shnia. Now once we allow the first Bia, so we allow the second Bia. And Shmuel says, no, we don't say Hol V'Hutra Hutra. We're not going to say that just because the first Bia was Mutter, the second Bia is Mutter also. So the Chidai asked the Kasha, it's a Stira, Rav against Rav, Shmuel against Shmuel. Rav is the one that holds in our Sugi that we don't say Hol V'Hutra Hutra. Why by Yifas Tovar does he say Hol V'Hutra Hutra? So he says, maybe the fact that Rav is Mati Yifas Tovar is because there's no Shinui Begufi Isha between the Bia Rishon and Bia Shnia. She's the same woman. As opposed to over here, there's a Shinui in the Chatzar. The Kosel Chatzar fell down. So when there's a physical change, so then you're not going to say Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari. Where Shmuel holds that when we say Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari, that's only by Erev Chatzeros, because the Koveya is Knisas HaShabbos. The Koveya is when Shabbos began, and when Shabbos began, everything was Mutter. But who says the Koveya is when you originally take her by Yifas Tovar? So you can't bring any Raya to any other place. Another territory. Haaretz, he says that it's not a stira in Rav because the Yafas Torah is different because she was usher in the first place Mishum Giyores, and nevertheless the Torah was matir her. So then you say, so since we're matir the Bir Rishona, so she's Huta Liolam, as opposed to the case of the Kosel Shanafa. At the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't that there was an Isser that we were being matir. There was no Isser. There was a Kosel there, so there was no Isser to begin with. By the Yafas Torah, there was an Isser, but the Isser had a heter to it. So that's where we say Holva Hutra Hutra according to Rav. When it was Hutar, there was an Isser that we were had to be matir. Whereas Shmuel would say that a Chatzar is different because there's no Isser Migufa Chatzar. It's only because of Davar Acher that the Kosel fell down. So according to all of these different Svaras, says Rav Zilberstein, Lufi Kala Taimim, it should be us for them to continue to eat. And he says anyway, it should be because he says it's not Mistaver to say that you go bust at the beginning of the meal. The whole thing is not Mistaver. The whole point is, what's the point of the Heker? To avoid a sense of Kirva, to avoid a sense of closeness. How are you going to avoid the sense of closeness? Because it was Hutar originally, the whole thing doesn't make sense, meaning that it's Mistaver, that the whole thing should be absolutely Aser. Okay, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Chatz Shnufshlal Rishus Rav Ma'amachlis Mitochel Rishus Yachol Rishus Yachol Litochel Chayiv Divrei Blazer. Rav Blazer holds if you have a Chatzah that is exposed to Rishus HaRabim, the wall separating between the Chatzah and the Rishus HaRabim comes down, so you're going to be chayiv to carry from inside that Chatzah to a Rishus HaYachid, meaning now to carry from your house into that chatzar is going to be chayiv, midal raisa, according to Rabbi Lazar. V'cham, meaning the chatzar becomes a Rishus Rabbim, full-fledged Rishus Rabbim. V'chamor mitochol Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim l'tochol, potter, meshik a karmelist. And the chum say, no, it has a din of a karmelist. And therefore, if you carry from that chatzar into Rishus Rabbim, you're potter. Now, the chum also could have said, if you carry from there into Rishus HaYachid, you're potter. And that would have been more on point, because that would have been arguing more directly on the point that Rabbi Lazar speaks about. So the Rishonim are bothered by that. Why did the Chacham Dafka talk about carrying from Rishus Rabbim? Their whole point is that it's a karmelist, that it's going to be Asamid Rabbanan to carry from that Chatzer to anywhere. But the fundamental machlokes Rabbi Lazar and the Chamim is Rabbi Lazar holds the Chatzer becomes a Rishus Rabbim when the wall that separates it from Rishus Rabbim comes down, and the Chacham say, no, it just becomes a karmelist. So frek the Gemara of Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Dinifritzel Rishus Rabbim, Havi Rishus Rabbim. What? Rabbi Lazar holds that just because it gets exposed to Rishus Rabbim, the Chatzar becomes a Rishus Rabbim. By what definition of Rishus Rabbim does the Chatzar become a Rishus Rabbim? So Gemara has two approaches. First approach is in Reb Lazar Tamei Titania, Reb Yidom Rishum Reb Lazar, Rabbim Shabiru Derech Atzman, Ma Shabiru Biru. This is Reb Lazar Lashitaso, because Reb Lazar holds that when a public claims to have had a path through private field, and then they travel through that field becomes a Rishus Rabbim. And that must be the case of our Mishnah, that they claim that the wall was recessed further into the field than the Baal HaChatzar is claiming, than the owner admits that it was, and they're simply walking on the path that belonged to the Rabbim the entire time. So that area, and only that area, not the whole Chatzar, the area that the Rabbim claims was theirs the entire time, that's the Rishus Rabbim, not the entire Chatzer. Says Amar Eini v'Amrav Gidel Amrav Husha Avdal and Darach Bal Sada. That's only if they once had a path in that field. V'chitei Machinami Gon Shavdal Darach Bal Sachatzer v'Amrav Chinina Ad Makom Machitza Machlokas. But if you're going to say that, yeah, that's what we're talking about over here, that they say that they lost a path in that field, but we said the Machlokas is up until the Makom Machitza, which implies that the Machlokas is in the entire Chatzer. Say Ema Al Makom Machitza Machlokas. No, according to this approach, you have to say that the whole Machlokas is only where the Mechitza used to be standing. Where the Mechitza used to be, in that location where the Mechitza used to be standing, or where the owner claims the Mechitza used to be standing, and the Rabbim claim that the Mechitza was recessed in further, so the place where the owner claims the Mechitza was standing is now a Rishus HaRabbim. But the rest of the Chatzar in Achinami is not a Rishus HaRabbim. So it really minimizes the Machlokas. The whole Machlokas of Blazon the Chacham is not about the Chatzar really. It's about just that one spot of the Chatzar toward the outside of the Chatzar, where the Rabbim claims they had rights to all along. V'ibay Yisemor, the second possibility of how to understand the Machlokas in our Mishnah, why would Rabbi Eliezer say that it has a din of Rishus Rabbim? B'tzidei Rishus Rabbim kamiflagi. They're arguing about B'tzidei Rishus Rabbim, where the overflow traffic from the Rishus Rabbim often travels. So does that have the status of Rishus Rabbim or not? Rabbi Eliezer Savri, B'tzidei Rishus Rabbim k'Rishus Rabbim damu. For Rabbanan Savri, B'tzidei Rishus Rabbim lav k'Rishus Rabbim damu. So that's the Machlokas. Rav Lozer hold Sidir Rishus Rab has a din of Rishus Rab, and the Rabbanon hold Sidir Rishus Rabim do not have a din of a Rishus Rabim. So frankly, Gemara Velifluk with Sidir Rishus Rabim Bialma, if they want to argue about a Sidir Rishus Rabim, why do they have to come up with such a case where you have a chatzar that had a wall, then the wall fell down? There are Sidir Rishus Rabim in every neighborhood. Just talk about Sidir Rishus Rabim if you want to argue about Sidir Rishus Rabim. No, if legal b'sidir rishus rabim bialma, if they would argue about just a regular sidir rishus rabim, hava amrinan ki pligi rabbanan leidir rabbi lazar hani mili hecha di'ika chifufei. I would think that that when do the rabbanan say that sidir rishus rabim are not like a rishus rabim? That's only when there's something blocking. There's some there like these little posts that block the rishus rabim from naturally overflowing, and it's so there's some barrier. Aval hecha de'leka chifufei, but if there are no barriers whatsoever, I might think even the Rabban would be modit Rabbi Lazar that Sidi Rosh Hashanah has din of Rosh Hashanah. Kamash Malan, that's why he wants to give me a case where there is some sort of barrier where there was this mechitza by the chatzar. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. But v'hamitocha ka'amar, it says mitocha. So how can we say that the whole machlokas, it says from it to the Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Lazar says yichayiv. If you carry from inside of the chatzar to Rosh Hashanah, it makes it sound like the entire chatzar is a din of Rishus Rabim, not just the edges, mitam tzidei Rishus Rabim, not just the makom of the mechitza where the Rabim is claiming a derech. It says mitocha, makes it sound like Rabbi Lezer holds the entire chatzer has a dinner of Rishus Rabim. So says Gemara, Aidid Amar Rabbanan mitocha, Amar ihunami mitocha. Yeah, he only uses such an expression of mitocha because the Rabbanan used that expression of mitocha. V'Rabbanan Amar Rabbi Lezer tzidei Rishus Rabim, mahajule inhu mitocha. So says the Gemara, how does the conversation make any sense? Rabbi Lazar is talking about a tzidir rishus rabim, and so why did the Rabban, meaning what did we just say? Rabbi Lazar used the word mitocha because the Rabban used the word mitocha. Why would the Rabban use the word mitocha? If they're not even arguing about the inside of the chatzar, why would the Rabban make their point? No, mitocha is a din of a karmelis. Rabbi Lazar agrees, mitocha is a din of a karmelis. So why would the Rabban even bring up the inside of the chatzar? They should only talk about the outside edges of the chatzar, where the makom that they have machlokas about. So it says, "Hachi karmelei Rabban and Rabbi Lazar." The Rabban is saying to Rabbi Lazar as follows: Milo kamodis lan hecha detilto mitocha l'rishus rabim u'mirishus rabim l'tocha depater m'nei shehi karmelis. Don't you agree that if you take it, meaning, I know that you agree, the Chum say to Rabbi Lazar, that when you go from mamish inside of that chatzar to a Rosh Hashanah, or from Rosh Hashanah you take something to mamish the inside of that chatzar, that you're potter, that the actual inside of the chatzar is the din of a karmelis. You're molded to that. I know that you're maskim to that. So tzidinami lo shna. So they're trying to make the point that the tzidin Rosh Hashanah should also have that same status and only be a karmelis. Rabbi Lazar would say this is a big difference. Hasam lo kadarsi la rabim, hacha kadarsi la rabim. I think there's a big difference, says Rabbi Lazar, between the inside of the chatzar and the tzidei. The tzidei, there are a lot of people that walk in. That's the whole point of tzidei Rosh Hashanah, that people overflow from the Rosh Hashanah and walk through that area. The inside of the chatzar itself is not a place where the rabbim are doris, and therefore it's going to have a din of a karmelis. I'll be moda that has a din of a karmelis and not a full din of Rosh Hashanah. So in either case, we limit the machlokas a little bit. It turns out that the inside of the chatzar is not really the ikar machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. Next Mishnah. Chatzar shenifritzal Rosh Hashanah mishtei ruchoseha. Let's say you have a chatzar that borders on Rosh Hashanah and two walls of the chatzar come down, and now the chatzar is exposed to the Rosh Hashanah on two sides. V'chein bayis shenifritz mishtei ruchoseha. For a house that's nifritz on two sides to Rosh Hashanah. V'chein mavoi shenatlu korosov olechyav. Or you have a mavoi that had a koro or a lechi that was matzi carrying in the mavoi, and that koro or lechi now came down, which means it's a mavoi mefulash, it's open on two sides. To Rosh Hashanah, so mutarim b'osah Shabbos asurim l'asalav v'div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that mavoi, that chatzah, that bayis, you're allowed to carry in for the rest of that Shabbos, but next Shabbos you got to fix it. You can't because since this happened on Shabbos, these things came down on Shabbos. This again brings us back to the concept of hol v'hutra hutra. When Shabbos started this area as a Rosh HaSiachid, you're allowed to continue to carry there for the remainder of Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no. In mutar l'osu Shabbos, mutar l'osu lavo, v'masur l'osu lavo, asur l'osu Shabbos. That if it's mutar for that Shabbos, then it's going to be mutar for the future. If it's asur for the future, then it's going to be asur for that Shabbos as well. And since we know that it is asur for the future, we know that such a mavli that's mefulash, or a house that only has two walls, we know it's going to be asur next Shabbos, memele it's asur this Shabbos also, even though the walls just came down in middle of Shabbos. So b'mayaskinan, what exactly is the case? How much of the wall came down that we have to say that it's shtei ruchos causes a problem? If 10 amos of wall came down, 10 amos or less, so then why would it be a problem if it came down in two directions? Meaning, when you have a 10 amos or less breach in a wall, we call that a pesach, that's a doorway. So if I have a 10 amos or less breach in two walls, so now I have two doorways. I have an oh well, like Avram Avinu, it's open and all, you know, let everyone come. That's fine, it's just a lot of doorways that you have in your house. So that can't be the case. Ella be yeser me'aser. So it must be that the opening that came down is larger than 10 amos. Then why does it need to be in two directions? Even in one direction you have a problem. The whole thing becomes aser if it's appeared to yeser me'aser. So Amar Rav li olam be eser. So Rav says we're dealing with a 10 amos or less breach. Aye, shouldn't it be Pesach then? Shouldn't it be okay? Ukigon shenifritz of a keren zavis. The piskah be keren zavis lo avdi inshi. The pirtza is in a keren zavis on a corner of the house. When you have a pirtza up to 10 amos along the side of one of the walls, yeah, that's a Pesach. Because look, a Pesach is always along the side of one of the walls. But you never have a Pesach in a corner. That's not really a Pesach in the corner. That's on the side wall. It just happens to be close to the corner. A corner would mean that it's angled at the corner. That's not a normal way to make a Pesach. People don't make a Pesach like that, and therefore a pirtza, even less than 10 amos, that takes two sides of a wall in a corner, two side walls in a corner, that's not considered a Pesach, and that's the case of the Mishnah. Similarly, a bias, the Mishnah said, that's nifrats on two sides. So Gemara says, wait a second, by a bias, you have a roof. And if you say, mavo, you don't have a roof. But a bias, you have a roof. So if you have a roof in your bias, so shouldn't you have a pitikra yard of esosim, that the roof's edge is one tefach wide, and therefore by definition, the halacha l'moshe misina views it that you have a wall on that side. So by a bias that's nifrats on one ruach, we say pitikra yard of esosim, mishtei ruchos nami lema pitikra yard of esosim. What do I care if one wall of the house comes down, well, we would say the roof's edge compensates for that wall, you know, makes an imaginary wall where the wall used to be, or if two walls come down, we should still say pitikra or resources on both sides. So why is it a problem? So Amri Debei Rav, Mishmei De Rav, Kigon Shenifratz B'Keren Zavis, V'Kiruyo Ba'Alachson. Not only do we have a situation where it's a Keren Zavis, which is what we said has to be the case where it's less than 10 amos, but also it's Ba'Alachson. The roof is an angled roof. And we don't say Pitikri or resources when the roof is an angled roof because it doesn't come to a tefach of thickness at the end. It doesn't come to a straight tefach of thickness. That must be it, that it's an angled roof, it wasn't a flat roof. The lack of the memra, pitikra, yorid v'sosim. Where we're not going to be able to say pitikra, yorid v'sosim. So that is all Rav's approach. So again, Rav holds the breaches are less than 10 amos. It's not considered a Pesach because it's Bekeren Zavis. And we don't apply pitikra, yorid v'sosim because it's an angled roof. It's good, it's a slanted roof. Shmuel Amar, afilu b'yeser me'aser. Shmuel's approach is, no, the pirtza is even more than 10 amos pirtza. So then we're back to the kasha. If the pirtz is even more than 10 amos, then even in one direction it should be problematic. Mishum bias. So it says Gemara because of the case of a bias, meaning that the breach is more than 10 amos, and in most cases of the Mishnah it would be a problem even if it was only breached from one side. We need a two-sided breach because in the case of a house it's only a problem if it's breached from two sides in a corner. Well, we'll see in a second. So it says Gemara, bias kufay tikshi, maishnu miruach achas Amrin Pitikri Revisosim, Beis Ruchas Nami name a Pitikri Revisosim. Wait a second, why does it matter that in a bias, so what do we just say? According to Shmuel, you're right, in a Chatzer, in a Mavoy, one side comes down more than 10 Amos, the whole thing is us, or you have a problem. You don't need two sides to come down. Why do we mention two sides coming down? Because in a bias, you only have a problem when two sides come down. When one side comes down, you don't have a problem in a bias. Why not? Because Pitikri Revisosim, by a bias. So you have the wall covers that the Halachal Moshe Sinai wall fills in the area. But if you have two sides come down, then you're going to have a problem. Why? When you have two sides come down, you should also say, Pitikri Yar V'sosim. So V'sum, Miyaslay, the Shmuel, Pitikri Yar V'sosim. And anyway, does Shmuel even hold of this concept of Pitikri Yar V'sosim? V'yitma, Rachsadr B'bikar, Rav Amr Mutal Tatal B'kul, Shmuel Amar, Eim Tatal B'el B'dalad Amos. When you have a gazebo, which is four posts and just a roof over it, so Rav holds, good, Pitikri Yar V'sosim, all four sides, you're allowed to carry under the whole thing. Shmuel says, no, you can't carry more than four amos. It's a din of a karmelus. You're not allowed to carry under the whole thing. Why not? Because Shmuel rejects the whole concept of Pitikri Yar V'sosim. So what's going on over here? Says Mar Halo Kasha. Kiles le bedalid avol b'sholosh islay. Shmuel only doesn't hold the Pitikri Yar V'sosim in four directions, but in three directions he'll hold Pitikri Yar V'sosim. So, but Mikol Makom Kasha, but he's still not going to be able to explain why in our Mishnah, when two walls of the house come down, is it a problem? Shmuel does apply Pitikri Yar V'sosim up until three walls. So why, when two walls of the house come down, is Shmuel going to have a problem? So Kedamri Be'erav, Mishmei D'Rav, Kigon Shenifretz B'Keren Zavis, V'Kiruyo Ba'alachson. Hachanami, Kigon Shenifretz B'Keren Zavis, V'Kiruyo Ba'arba. Just like Rav had to make a double ukimta in our Mishnah, that it was that the pirtza was in a corner and the roof was angled, Shmuel makes a double ukimta also, but not that the roof was angled. The pirtza was in a corner, and the way the pirtza happened was not just a clean slice; it was jagged edged. So in order to close off, you're actually going to need to do four separate pitikras. If you look in all the picture books, they show how the corner break is. It doesn't go a diagonal line across. It's jagged, so it goes like that. So you have four surfaces that you would need to say Pitikri Yar V'sosim to close it down. And Shmuel says, I'm not going to hold Pitikri Yar V'sosim on four surfaces. Shmuel lomar karav alachson lo katani. Shmuel rejects Rav because it never says anything about a slanted roof. V'rav lomar k'shmuel imkei navalei achsadra. V'rav l'tameda amar achsadra mutl talta b'kula. Rav is going to say against Shmuel because Rav holds that, yeah, four directions you can say Pitikri Yar V'sosim. Di itmar achsadra b'bikar. Rav amar mutl talta b'kula. Shmuel amarin talta ba ela ba arma avos. Rav amar mutl talta b'kula amarin Pitikri Yar V'sosim. The second time on the same moment, we quote the Brisa that Rav holds we say Pitikri Yar V'sosim in all four directions. Shmuel says we're not going to say Pitikri Yar V'sosim in four directions. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will frame the machlokas Rav and Shmuel a little bit more tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, pick up from the essay.